You found the Mama Shift podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Liz Walker. So multitask away and get inspired and empowered to create the life of your dreams.
We are with an awesome, badass mother, Hillary Sargent. Hillary is a mother first for the moment, a community herbalist, holistic nutritionist, wife to a ranch manager. I almost said ranch mother. He's kind of like a mother. And I'm a creator.
Kind of like a mother.
Poppy's apothecary. I've been practicing that word because that's like my nemesis. She recently relocated to remote southern Colorado for her husband's job and to find quiet away from the noise. She enjoys anything having to do with plants, riding horses, talking about pregnancy, talking about breastfeeding, grocery shopping, world travel, and cooking. She is currently trying to enjoy the beauty of the toddlerhood season with her little girl Poppy, who is adorable, and trying to figure out the hermit life while being a total social butterfly. So I'm so excited we got to connect because we get to get that social butterfly working well. So thanks for being here, Hillary.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
So excited. So that was a big intro of you. So why don't you just expand on that a little bit and tell us more about yourself and what you're working on right now?
So I basically just working on trying to figure out my new life. However, also coming up with some new ideas and things in my brain only, nothing on paper for my business. So hopefully once we know that we're settled, I can get through all the certifications, et cetera, in Colorado and get things going again. And kind of, I don't know, have new, fresh things that kind of represent where I'm at right now, which is Southern Colorado. And trying to just also be present with Poppy, which can be difficult at times, especially when you're kind of, when you're not leaving the home really that often. So,
right. So you're in remote Southern Colorado. So how, tell everyone how remote it is.
Well, right now I am sitting in a coffee shop a half an hour away from where my home is because we do not have internet currently. I'm working on that, but I've been here for almost 2 months now and still no internet. So, so I travel for internet and we do have cell service, thankfully, but, probably by next year we should be moving up to the ranch, which has internet but no cell service. And so even when I'm at my home, I speak to my home radio. So it's very old school.
Yeah.
And every once in a while, if he's near the internet up there, he can text me on our iPhones. So thankfully, we have technology that allows some communication. But it's pretty remote. It's a very, it's going to be a 50,000 acre ranch that we'll be living on. So
wow. That's crazy. And so how do you, have you come to terms with the fact that you, it's going to be harder for you to connect with people being the social butterfly that you are?
Yes. that was pretty much my face right away. I've had some like big ups and downs, which I have when we move, which we've moved quite a bit the past 7 years since we've been married. But yeah, this one kind of hit me in the face more than others just because of the travel to even see other humans besides my child or when my parents, God bless them, come to help me out with her and let me get some stuff done. So, I'm trying to get to town as much as we can. Some days are good in the car. Some days are not good in the car. So that makes life a little bit harder too, but I think she'll get used to it. And, I try to work it around a possible time that she might nap. So that has
nice. Cause she's not a big napper.
She's still not a nap. In fact, I think it's been 3 days since she's had a nap.
Oh, geez. So because of that, and because obviously time management is a huge skill of motherhood, especially if you have a side hustle or just a hustle, how do you manage your time differently now that you have Poppy?
You know, I kind of try to, the day before, sort of really try and map out my day the next day. And I'm kind of a big planner and like a note taker, and I have this big like whiteboard in our kitchen that like write meals. I write what Matt needs to do, my husband, what I need to do, like big things that we all need to do. And I try to like get on board with it sort of a week out the day before so that I know if I've got to be somewhere, if I have work to do, how I'm going to manage it. And so I can kind of get in the right headset because my, I struggled, really, really struggled when I first had her to get like anything accomplished. And I still feel like sometimes I get there, but now that she's two, I can find ways. I can put her on a task. I can like decide on what task she's really been loving. Like lately it's been dishes. So I put her in some power and she'll do dishes for like an hour in the morning. So I just plan to do whatever I need to really do where I need to focus in the morning, whether that's like cooking, batch cooking, because we don't live near restaurants. We can't go out. We can't have takeout. It's a lot of cooking. So that usually takes place in the morning, or sometimes she enjoys helping me sweep. So if I've got to like sweep the floors one day, that's a good task that she can help me with. So I try to include her whenever I can. And also try to plan for outside time, because that seems to help both of us sort of go with the flow a little bit more. And outside time is my work too. So I go and we look at flowers and different plants and maybe harvest them, et cetera, play a little bit in the garden. So I kind of try to include her, but also set aside at least one time a day where I can put her in a task that she loves and enjoys at the moment. It could be different. Every week it's different, kind of. But that gives me at least a little bit of time to get some time to myself.
That sounds like you have a little maid.
Yes, thank
you. Doing dishes and sweeping. That's awesome.
They're kind of the same dishes that she does. But yes, very helpful.
Yeah, nice. And then I guess because you do a lot of work outside, having Poppy included helps keep your creative juices flowing then, obviously.
Yes, exactly. And that, awesome. Yeah, being outside for me is like really inspirational and always just, you know, if I'm in a funk and I haven't gone outside during the day, I always, sometimes it's hard to remind myself that that's the reason why, but right. If I get outside with her too, it's really nice. Now getting her back inside can be really difficult, but sometimes we just spend all day outside. Like we'll just wake up and have breakfast outside and then go cut things. She likes to cut, herbs and things. I give her a little scissors and yeah, have her help. And she kind of gets creative and learns a little bit of what I'm doing. And, it makes it a little bit easier for my day to go on if we get outside.
That's awesome. And super important for your health.
Yes, exactly.
Very physically and mentally, I'm sure.
Yes, yes. And I have been riding horses where obviously she can't join me yet, but with my parents like there, they can come and watch her. And then I get, you know, any sort of child care that you can get for a little bit of time. If it's family, in my book, that's the best. But yeah, I get to go and I have been able to see my husband a little bit more for like an hour or two every other day or so. And we get to like go ride horses and kind of be a little bit like we were before nice. We had the baby.
Yeah. What do you miss most about your previous life? Because I know for me with a 5-month-old, I'm going through that like mourning stage of I can definitely remember the life before the baby. And it's like, oh, you can't just go out and you have to like plan a half an hour to go anywhere and just that kind of stuff. So what do you miss most about your
program? Yeah, I mean, I would definitely agree with that. I'm a planner, but I'm not really like a schedule person. I've really been a schedule person. So I don't miss like little bits like that, but I'm an only child and I love to be alone. And like, I find that sometimes the shower when someone else is watching her is the only time I get like true alone time, you know? Yeah. And so I definitely miss, like, I love my shower so much that it makes me realize that that's what I miss the most. It's just like soul alone time. And like, it's a little bit of pampering, right? Like being in the shower, washing your hair. I wash my hair more now, which I used to not really wash my hair. But you know, it just takes a little bit extra effort for me to like find that time, especially working from home and, you know, being so remote, it's hard to find the time alone. So that's what I miss the most. I feel like when she gets older, I'll be able to like incorporate more things. Like every season when she's older, I incorporate more little things than my past life. So I feel like I guess that'll become more easy, but
yeah,
I don't remember really life without her now that she's two.
You're like,
maybe it's like deprivation or something. I don't know. It's a blur.
Yeah.
So hold on to that. You're remembering that. Hold on to that.
Yeah. I don't know if it's a good thing to remember or not. Maybe it's a good thing to not remember.
Yeah, it's true.
So what are the biggest obstacles you've faced since becoming a mother? Obviously, alone time has been hard and tricky for you, like, being an only child and realizing that that's something that you crave. But what else have you noticed?
You know, I've had different obstacles through like kind of all of her ages. I'll start from the beginning. I think, finding sort of your place with your relationships, all of them, really, once you have a child, they're all a little bit different, you know, cause you're not, right. You can't be like fully engulfed in your friends. You can't be fully, you know, present with your parents on the phone. You can't be fully present with your husband, you know, until the baby's sleeping or whatever. so I think that was the hardest thing at first. But now I would say besides the alone time, I would sort of say trying to block out how other people mother and focus on just how I mother and what is best for my child, because we are all different and all of our babies are different and we're different beings dealing with other different beings, our babies, you know, which are us, but they're not really us.
Right.
I think that is probably my biggest obstacle now, just because more, you know, you're out doing more things with your kid and, you know, that kid's, you know, counting to 10 and she's the same age as your child and, you know, but your child's out of diapers already.
Yeah.
The kid is not. And, you know, just all of the things that make you go home and you're like, should I be teaching her to count to 10 right now? But she doesn't like to count right now, you know? So I just feel like trying to block all of that is really difficult. And that's probably my biggest obstacle now, just kind of trying to, you know, shadow all of that out and just like stick to what it is that I know is best for us, you know?
Yeah. And how does social media play a role in that for you? Cause I know a lot of your stuff is on, you're on Instagram quite a lot and social media. And so do you find that you get sucked into a rabbit hole looking at what people are doing? And
you know, I try to keep my social media to a minimum. I do enjoy Facebook for groups. However, now in this stage, I feel like I'm definitely like blocking more groups and things like that. Because I like to know information about things and I like to share information about things, especially things that have been helpful for me. But I also know that, you know, that can be not okay for other moms, but I also like to hold a space for the moms that are more like me, so that not that I don't like differences, but I just feel like I need to have understanding, you know, more understanding instead of criticism, basically.
Right.
So yeah. When I share information, I try to share just like how I've done it, little tidbits of like, hey, look at this. Maybe this is something important that, you know, maybe you've been wondering about this or something, instead of trying to be more, judgmental, I guess.
Like this is how you should do it.
Yeah. More of just like putting the information out there. And then as far as like my Instagram, I go in and out of being on it and off of it. And right now it's mainly because I don't have internet.
Yeah.
My data plan is like very low. So I don't really have, I need to use it for emails and things instead of playing around. But I think it's really, I don't know, bad for us, actually. I do think it's kind of bad for moms. Cause so, you know, so many things are in like the limelight and mainstream and they really make us question ourselves and question how we're doing.
He doesn't want me put down.
Okay, I want to see him too.
Yeah. Sorry.
But yeah, so I just feel like, yeah, that I think it can't be awesome all the time for us. I think it's a good, right now being so remote, like honestly, I had an energy healing session with a good friend of mine and she was like, you will find your people, but it'll be in like an online setting. And I'm like, that took me back to like, oh my God, am I going to be like match.com for friends? You know? But then I had this like connection with a friend on Facebook who I haven't spoken to in a long time. And she was so sweet to me and had all these great things to remind me about and some good memories from like high school. And I'm like, okay, this is what she means, you know?
Right.
And like being able to talk to you on Skype and, you know,
it's cool, huh?
It's great. Yeah. So I feel like maybe that's what she meant instead of match.com for friends.
Yeah. Although I actually have thought about that. Like, cause when I moved back to Missoula, I found, I'd definitely grown from the time that I spent away, and then the friends that I did have weren't into the same stuff as me anymore. Yeah. And so I was like, I need to find friends. And how do you do that as an adult, a female adult? Because, I mean, let's be honest, like, females can be super clicky and it can be hard to break into that. I mean, I feel like it's easier for you because you're like really social butterfly. But for someone who's a little bit more introverted like myself, it's hard. And I was like, maybe I should start an app where it's for friends. And
I think they have one now.
Oh, they probably do. I mean, it's
called like BFF or something.
Not like reinventing the wheel, but then you can find people who are into the same stuff as you, and you can like skip the, what do you like to do? Oh, what's your stance on like baby-led weaning? Oh, that's not what I am into. So let's cut this off now.
Yeah, no, it's true. I think it would be valuable, sort of, you know, because, I agree. And even being a social butterfly, and now I'm almost trying to not be such a social butterfly. Really want to find four be friends with younger. Are you there?
Yeah, you just kind of cut in a little bit.
Oh, can you hear me now?
We can hear you. Yeah, okay. Keep going. Yeah.
But yeah, I feel like it would be a great thing to do, is have a way to just cut the crap and get to the bottom of who everybody is, so we can all find our people, right?
Right. And I think I mean social media and like apps and stuff can be a source of that, but then you can be so fake on those too, so that you can like have this persona that is not really you, and then you show up and it's like, who the hell are you?
Totally. Yeah, we went to a swim lesson the other day, and I was like, oh, you know, I had hopes of like finding some people there. And I actually did, but it wasn't until the third one. So I really had to like keep going and like keep
don't give up
trying, which is difficult. But the first person I met was literally telling me, while holding her baby, how much of a pill he is. You're a pill. He's such a pill.
Oh.
And I was just immediately like, oh, okay, this is not my people. You know? Thank you for just saying that right away. Like, we can be nice to one another, but we won't be hanging out.
Right.
So yeah, I think it would be good to just cut to the chase.
Yeah. And I know I posted this on social media a while back, because I was struggling with the fact that there's this like mom guilt out there, and I just wanted to know if people's take on it, like, is it because of social media, is it in spite of it, was it around before it started? Because I don't think, I mean, Cohen's 5 months old, so I'm like very new at this, but I haven't had it yet. Like, I am like very comfortable leaving him to go work out or leaving him to get a massage. Like, that's for myself, because I know that I'm much better for him when I do that. And so I threw it out there to my friends on social media, and they were like, no, it's definitely something that's not created by social media. It's been around before that. But what do you think about that?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's probably been around forever. I think that social media just allows us to like highlight it in a way that, like in a text, you know, it can be taken all different ways. You know, we're not talking to each other. We're just saying what we think. So your voice isn't behind it, really, you know? And so it can be taken in so many different ways. So I really think that it's always been there. It's been a real thing forever. And I just think that social media gives us a platform, which is great to have a platform, right? But it gives us a platform to just leave things places and not really have to think about what people think about them, I guess, or how it's making people feel. But then it's also kind of on us, you know, and it's hard, but it's on us as moms and even dads to like try to not get distracted by it, you know, and try to figure out like, is this my story, you know, like, I haven't left Poppy much, as you know. So, like, in comparison to you, that we're different in that way. But that is, but I'm okay with that, you know? And I kind of sometimes wish that I would be more okay with leaving her, but I just don't want to yet. So I'm just not there yet. And I feel like one day I'll be there, you know?
Right.
But so when you say those things, I'm not envious. I'm just like, damn, that's great, you know?
On the spectrum, I'm like, oh, it's so awesome that she is able to do that, you know, and that serves her. And I think we just have to get to the point where it's like, no one can make us feel anything.
Right.
We feel what we feel.
Yeah, it's all our stuff.
Mother, as a female, as a person, and yes, you can like learn from other people and learn from what they're doing, but they can't make you feel guilty. They can't make you feel anything. And so until we can like take responsibility for that, I think the mom guilt is always going to be around.
Yes, exactly. And so I feel like that's really difficult, and especially moms are so you know, we have to be so gentle with them, I feel like, and and gentle with ourselves, I guess. And we're in this place of like real vulnerability, so it's really difficult to kind of step away from it, you know, and think like, nope, that's not my stuff, you know. But yay for her, and like clap of the hands that she's doing that, you know, or whatever. But yeah, definitely. I think the vulnerability plays a part, and so I'm not sure we'll ever be able to overcome it.
No, I don't think it's ever going to leave, but it's just like, how can we not have it affect us to a point where it paralyzes us to do things or paralyzes us to speak out about what we believe?
Because
everyone does have such different views on things, and we're pretty much in line with most things, I would say, especially the big ones.
Yeah.
I don't need to be mentioned right now, but, you know, being okay with other people having points of view, and that's good. That's how the world goes round.
Yes, exactly. And yeah, and you don't have to follow people that put you in an uncomfortable spot, you know, you can just simply say, no, thanks, you know, and move on. But I feel like some people that don't take that strategy and don't unfollow people, like, I think that's okay too, because then they want to see what other people are doing. And, you know, it's great to gather ideas about, you know, what baby toy everyone's liking, or, you know, how people feed their child in the high chair at the restaurant, you know, or how people are wearing kids on their back, or whatever you want to talk about. So I think it's great to really follow people, but try to, you know, not make yourself feel terrible in the end.
Yeah. I think either respect, whether it's like they're high achieving and you're not there yet, and you're like, how the hell are they doing that with a toddler and an infant? And then how are they, or people who aren't achieving as much and bringing people down, they have something to say maybe as well, but not letting them get to you either. Or they're trying to cut you down and just being like, nope, I don't need to take you on, take that on.
So. Yeah, it is. Yeah, it's just a fine line, I think, you know. And it's a fine line. That's all I have to say about that.
Yeah.
It's really difficult.
Totally. So I know for you, you decided to have one child and you're done. One and done.
Yeah.
How did you decide that? This just came to me because it's kind of been on my mind a little bit. How did you decide? I know you were kind of like, before even Poppy was born, did it cross your mind that maybe you weren't after like a little bit down the track, or?
You know, I'm still pretty much, I just want one. I think when it like really hit me was when I found out she was a girl, and I'm an only child and I'm a girl. And I had this like wonderful relationship with my mom and my dad, and I had a life that I really enjoyed and was able to do a whole lot. And, you know, my parents were like me, with not gobs of money, and, you know, my dad worked, my mom stopped working after a bit of time so she could be with me. And I just, those values were kind of instilled in me early on. And anytime they traveled, they took me with them. And as soon as I got the voicemail saying that we were having a girl, which is a very weird way to do it.
Yeah.
I pretty much got off the phone, and my parents happened to be there, and Matt was there, and I'm like, we're having a girl, and I'm done. This is it. So pretty much as soon as I heard that, I was done.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure Matt, up until maybe this past move of ours, probably would have had more and wanted to have more, you know? But just lately he's been saying like, no, we're good.
Yeah.
No, we're good. I mean, and she's, Poppy has been in sort of a stage of like, hold you, she says to me all the time, hold you. So she just wants to be like on me all the time. And I'm trying to cherish it, but I think it's really put, like it's made us both like wide eyes, like, wow, okay, I think we're good. You know,
yeah.
Like, I don't know if we could do this again. However, we're not, we haven't really taken any stand to not have another child right now. So that's a scare for me.
Yeah.
And I have had about 5 different psychic healer type people tell me that I will have another child, a boy, when I'm like 40.
Oh, wow.
And right now where my body is, that feels like not a good idea. And
yeah.
Like, I don't want to have to try to do that again.
Yeah. Well, you've got some time. You're young.
Yeah, exactly. I've got much more time to get yeah. back to fighting shape to have another child and put
yeah.
myself to exhaustion.
Totally.
So yeah, no, it's good to have one. I think I'm really happy with it. I think Matt's now finally happy with it, and it'll be difficult maybe being a little bit more remote, but but she'll be good. She'll be fine.
Yeah. Yeah. She's pretty self-sufficient.
Yes.
She's awesome. So talk to me a little bit about your like two puppies, apothecary. Yes, I got it. Second time's a charm. And just kind of that hustle that you've been working on. I know you said you've got some stuff in the works. You don't need to share that, obviously, because sometimes when it's not ready to be come out, it's not
yeah.
ready. But talk to me about that stuff and what people can expect coming from you at some point.
So before I left Montana, I sort of had like revamped everything. So literally all of my new products are in like mason jars, sitting in a box, waiting to be unveiled. But I made everything like pretty much right when we left. And I'm not going to be using essential oils anymore.
Okay.
Side note, I'm sitting at this coffee shop. And one of the girls that I actually really liked at some class just walked in. So
oh, nice.
Small towns are good.
Ah.
There you go. I'm actually recognizing people. Okay, back to my business. So so Montana, where we were in Montana, pretty different than where we are now in Colorado. I'm kind of like get the Southwest sort of, but then also like high mountains. So kind of high desert, but not. But then we've got like big mountains and it's kind of this weird space. I'm walking around as much as I can, learning new plants and everything. So I've got a couple new things in the works for plants that are local to me. I'm waiting us in this position and where we're going to be so that I can start growing all my own herbs again, because that is important to me to be able to grow everything. I love to wild forage, but that, you know, you have to be very, very particular in how you do that and really sensitive to the plants and the stages that they're in and the environment that they're in to make sure that you're foraging in a way that will increase their growth and help them rather than hurt them. So trying to just go around learning plants and a couple products in the works from plants around here.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm working on... Next week, I'm taking a class that will be able to get my wholesale license. So I've got 2 locations that are going to be wholesaling my teas and finishing salts, which is great. Because those are sometimes my most fun things to make. So we'll see. I might just be doing edible things like that and sticking away from skincare, but still to be determined.
Nice. How do you manage your time? I know we talked a little bit about it, but... with like getting all that stuff done, you give Poppy tasks, but obviously that doesn't give you a lot of time to get it. Do you feel comfortable with the time that you have to spend on your business right now, or would you like more?
I would like more, for sure. I would like more. Sorry, there's a plane.
It's okay. No, it's not too loud.
That. I would like way more time. Okay. I would like way more time, but I would also not. We're like, that's all like. So like, I would like to devote 1 day or 2 days a week to just really getting after it, because it takes a while to make things. I like to have, you know, my time like focused you know, when you're making products and creating products, like, it needs to be more focused time. So, you know, if I just put in a couple hours a day, it's not as focused as I would like. So one or two days per week of, like, a big chunk of time without needing to do anything else would be wonderful. I don't know if we'll get that soon, but it would be really great.
Are you working towards that, or is that just something?
And, you know, I'm also, you know, I'm right now in our transition, there's not really time to be working on that just because my husband's job is temporary until further notice. So, and that's when we came here, that's what it was. We're expecting to stay on, but you know, it's temporary till the end of the year. And so I'm not really trying to force myself into creating a sort of schedule in this life or a sort of like sense of place in this life quite yet, which is probably why it's been so hard on me. Just because I don't know if we'll be here forever or if we're going to be moving again. And I know probably tons of parents can relate that are in the military, you know, there's probably other jobs that are like that, but yeah, so it's kind of hard to put my finger on it and get a set time to do things. So I think after the new year, things will be a little bit easier and I'll be able to be like, yep, this is where we are. This is the work I have to do, where we are. And then this is the amount of time I have to do what I like to do. So unfortunately I'm not really in the place to just be doing that quite yet.
Well, but you seem okay with it, which is, I guess, right?
Yeah, I'm okay with it, actually. Yeah. I mean, I sort of had to, like, be okay with it. I've kept a lot of things in, like, boxes and dark areas. I've had a few sales, which I've had to, like, scramble to get together. Thankfully, my website was correct with what was made and what wasn't and what happened in stock, but I had to, like, scramble to make labels. And that wasn't very much fun, but, you know, that's the nature of the beast when you have to move and, like, pack and... And I try to keep things sort of organized and in boxes, but know where everything is in case I need to grab them. But, and then I've just started collecting like more plant material and making sort of easier things that I don't need to grab into my boxes yet for. And that's been helping with me being okay with it because it's not looking at me in the face.
Do you have a big vision for Two Poppies? Apothecary? No.
Yes, I do. However, I'm still a big one, but I feel like I need to be a little bit more settled before I can really put it into the works, you know?
Yeah.
And
in the background. The vision's in the background.
It's just... Yes, it's in the background for sure. Yeah. But, you know, if we wind up not being in Colorado, then I have to, like, re-apply for everything.
Yeah.
And so in whatever state we will be in, and that's a lot of work, really, and getting a new place to do things and a new garden, and it just is a lot of work. So I think it's the background.
Cohen wants to go. Yeah.
So cute.
Yeah. Well, that's good. I'm glad to hear that, because I know sometimes it's hard to keep that vision kind of front and center when you do have kids. Because obviously they're a lot of work and you want to give them the best because you'd never get that time back. But it's important to hold on to what makes you you, because then they get the best of you.
Exactly. And, you know, we always try to lately been finding jobs for Matt because I want to homeschool and I want to have Poppy with me, you know. And so thankfully, what I'd like to do, she'll be able to do all of it with me. Pretty much, you know, I mean, I'll need time, but the older she gets, the more she's going to be into it, I think, and enjoy it and be outside. And I mean, it's all about kind of making things and creating things, and kids love to do that kind of thing. So, you know, I have a little bit of work with this new job, but I'm hoping that it's not going to, and I've told them that I would not like it to interfere with my raising of Poppy and what I really enjoy doing in my small business. So I'm hoping it stays that way.
Nice. Awesome.
Yeah.
So I think that's all the questions I have for you. Do you have anything else that you want to add?
You know, I would just like to say that it is really hard. But when your kid is like, hold me, sit down with me, play with me, whatever they're saying to you, just do it. Because it really is short. And 1 week she'll be all over me wanting to hold her and love on me and nurse, and then the next week she'll want nothing to do with me. And I'm like, what? Like, we were just buds last week, you know? So I try to, even if I'm like in the middle of something, if she says, you know, hold me or like Mulkies or something, I try to just stop what I'm doing and do it with her and hold her and whatever, because it is short lived. And I will be more happy with myself if I just take the time. In the moment, I'm not so happy with myself, but later in life, I will be.
How can people find you?
You can find me on Instagram, to Poppy's Apothecary, and that's TWOPPIES apothecary.com, or sorry, and .com too for my website. So yeah, Instagram or my website.
Awesome. Well, thanks so much for joining us. It was a pleasure, and I'm so glad we got to chat, and Colin really enjoyed it too. He did just in between while we were talking, so I'm sure that's maybe why he's gotten a little more vocal. But I'm so excited, and we'll just wrap it up there. So thanks, Colin.
All right. Love you, girl.
Love you.